Blog Talk Radio.
I haven't seen all there is to see, but I've seen quite a bit. I've seen things I'll always remember, some things I wish that I could forget. I haven't quite been around the world, but I've been around the block. I know that distances are meaningless, like the hands that move around the clock. And I know that love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine, my heart to yours. Talk about opening windows, talk about opening doors. My heart to yours, your heart to mine. Love is a light that shines from heart to heart. Like diamonds in the heavens, enough to brighten the darkest night. There's another side to sorrow, as there is to everything. Like the other side of lonely, it's falling in love again. And then you know that there's an answer to the suffering you see. And though it is, exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine,
your heart to mine,
my heart to yours. Talk about opening windows,
talk about opening doors.
My heart to yours,
my heart to yours.
Your heart to mine,
your heart to mine.
Love is a light
everyone. This is Pat Rivers with River Spirit Messages Radio Show and also the Prayer and Healing Circle. I want to welcome everyone that came in tonight, and just want everyone to know this is a place to come and pray for one another and to support one another. There's no rules or regulations, really. Just if you want to go through the chat and make a prayer, or if you just want to listen in, that's fine. If you want to come on air and request a prayer, there's no right or wrong here. Just do whatever makes you comfortable. And I want to thank all the people who do support this. It's very, wonderful thing to see people coming together and praying for people they don't even know. It's very humbling and it's very inspiring. Because I'll say this, like I've said it a trillion times, there's no energy created more powerful than love. And for people to spend their time and their effort and their energy to come here and pray for one another, that's just a tremendous, tremendous thing that people are doing. So don't ever take that for granted. So I want to welcome Amelia here. I see we've already got Lisa that's called in. So if we can get everybody on the line, I just want to say hello and see how everyone's doing.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
You will not believe this. I just sat down in my chair and turned on my phone to tune in to the prayer circle. I just drove in from the camp out.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yep.
Tell us all about it.
It was phenomenal in the way that it wasn't anything that I expected. It was just these real laid back, normal women. You know, some of them were out on the lake paddling their kayaks, and we just, each one of us did, you know, sit around and drank coffee or water, made our meals, and walked around. It was just spectacular, spectacular scenery, and I just, it was so great for the soul. It was just so wonderful. I took two sleeping bags, and they're both 20 degree, I live out here in Arizona, and I was so warm. I didn't even put a thing on the cover of my tent, you know, so I could see the stars at night. And when I first got into my tent, I was freezing. But then, you know, I woke up a little bit after that, and I was so warm. You know, it takes a while, I guess, you know, the body heat and everything. But it was so nice. It was a designated campsite. So there were some, you know, people with loud generators. They'd eventually turn it off. And then there were some partiers. And I guess it gets worse when the summer comes on. You know, more people are partying and boozing and doing whatever they're doing. And there were a couple of those. But, overall, it was like nothing bothered me. You know, it was so wonderful just to be there and to feel so great, you know, like a sense of soul-connected freedom.
Was it with trees or, I know desert.
Yeah.
I mean, was it in the high country then?
Yeah. There was some trees. There were red cardinals in contrast to the, you know, drab green and scrub. So there were brilliant red cardinals and all sorts of quail and rabbits. And it was just so wonderful. It was perfect, I think, for, you know, I just had no expectations and nothing bothered me. You know, there were only a few partiers that, and they'd play their music. I couldn't believe they were playing their music. But, you know, after a while, it was everybody just toned it down, went to sleep at a certain time. I didn't even have the clock with me at all, so I had no idea what time it really was. And but it was nice. It was very, very nice. And I guess they do it every once in a while, so I'll keep my eyeballs peeled and maybe go to the next one. It's going to get hotter, and they're
right.
going to places that are going to be more hot. And so I'll just have to, you know, see. And, of course, you know, you go there and if you don't have any expectations, you can always leave if, you know, like someone got there and they left. You know, they just walked around, they were friendly, and then they decided to leave. And so there are no expectations of anyone, but it was, you know, everyone was just, we'd sit around the campfire and talk and, you know, just whatever was spontaneous.
That's marvelous.
Isn't that marvelous? That was so wonderful.
I mean, just being with nature, just being able to be outside with fresh air and see the stars
yeah.
and just like the nature and God, yes.
And I just haven't wanted to go by myself, and there wasn't anyone I could think of that I wanted to go with. And so it was, you know, nice, you know, because it was a group. And so, you know, you're not out there by yourself. And
right.
It was really nice. It was very, very nice.
I'm so excited for you. That's just marvelous. Everybody needs that to get that grounding and get that, your mind. Like you said, you didn't even take a clock. I mean, that's just wonderful.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't carry it.
Freedom.
It was in the car. I left it in the car, and I pushed all my boundaries. I mean, I got there so late because I kept stopping to get things that I thought I needed, which I took too much, but next time I'll know. So I got there very late, and I couldn't find them. And so I wasn't even worried, and I felt safe, and I set up my tent. And I mean, I've never done this before by myself. I've never been by myself like that. But we were in designated campsites, so there were people, you know, partying in the next campsite. So I felt safe. And that was pushing my boundaries, because I just had not been doing – I've camped, but it's always been with someone else or other people. And so – but, you know, and as soon as I woke up and there was a little bit of light, I got in my car and drove around looking for them and found them. And it just proceeded to be continuously lovely. It was like no one had the facilitator said the only expectation was that everybody be kind to each other, respectful. Yeah.
That's just something else. I mean, that's
isn't that something?
Something greater in life. And so many people, we get so wrapped up in our homes and our internet and all this technology that people, what you said is so perfect and so profound. Kids today, young people today in their 20s and younger, they have been robbed, to me, of such an important element of our humanness. And that is to what you just said, push your boundaries. The way we get self-esteem and the way that we really grow as a person is to accomplish things. And that's the one thing I'm seeing kids today. Everything they accomplish is connected to technology. Not everyone. I mean, I'm making a general statement here, so you can't say everyone. But a great majority of people, their accomplishments are attached to technology. And there's video games that they play and all this kind of stuff. And what you just said, you know how much courage and how much respect you have for yourself and confidence for you to not be able to find these people in the dark, go pitch a tent by yourself where you don't know where you are or what you're doing and be okay with that. That is profound.
I know.
That is profound.
I think it was God. I think it was God connected too.
Of course. And I
wasn't even sure.
Yeah.
I wasn't even sure.
Well, that took guts to do that. You know?
Well, thank you. And I wasn't even sure till like the day before, maybe, or a couple of days before, it was profound for me that I knew I was going to go. I wasn't even sure up until like a couple of days before. And then, you know, being so late and stopping and getting stuff. And I don't know what made me so late, but even the facilitator said, "Why are you so late?" And I was telling her, "I'll be better next time. I'll keep my camping gear in a designated corner of the house. I'll be grab and go next time."
You can grab and bug out, huh?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I'm so excited to hear that for you. I'm living vicariously through you. That's just so, I just love it. I just love it. Oh, my goodness. I love it. Well, Amelia,
thank
are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you
I'm
this
listening.
Evening?
I'm doing well. I'm talking with a couple of folks in chat, and looks like it was a great weekend for you, Lisa. I'm so happy for you.
I think it was the power. I really attribute this prayer that we spend time in as being a grounding source, a launching pad for things, you know, that happen so wonderfully, you know, during the week.
Right. And thank you for your message, by the way. I had written the phone number down wrong, so I'm going to start again tomorrow. It's like I've got dyslexia in my old age. I transpose numbers. I've been doing this for several years lately, and so thank you very much for that information. Tomorrow I'm going to go gung-ho. I tried a couple times. I was like nothing was going on. I went back, and I realized I had written the number down wrong.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I appreciate
and you know
that.
What?
I do that. I've been transferring like the last 2 to 4 numbers when I write a phone number down. It's really strange.
Maybe we could say a prayer about that, because I know nothing. He just seemed very pleasant and had some background experience that I don't have. So maybe, you know, I'm hoping he has some information that's helpful.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead with the prayers then. Amelia, is there anyone in chat that tell them all hi? Does anyone have a prayer request? And if not, we'll just go with Lisa first here.
Yeah, right now, I have just one from Fly With Light, and the prayer request is that they went on a job interview a few days ago, and they're requesting a prayer that all goes well.
You said fly with light?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, great. Well, let's go ahead with that prayer then.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. Okay, Lisa?
Well, thank you. Well, when I was driving home, I was thinking one of my requests would be about prosperity for each and every one of us. And so I don't know. You know, that is the one thing that came to my mind. I don't know if it's more powerful if we say our individual request ourselves or make it a group prayer, but I would like to put it out there that we each come into our prosperity on body, mind, and soul, money and health and certainly soul. And I'll go quiet now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining in that prayer support.
Thank you.
I just saw each and every one of us jumping for joy and receiving our joyous bounty.
That's great. That's great. Okay, Amelia?
Yeah, Joe Allen just joined us. Hi, how are you tonight?
Hi, good, thank you.
Who is this?
Jo Ellen.
Oh, okay, Jo Ellen. All right. How are you this evening? Doing okay?
Yeah, a little agitated, but prayer circle always makes me calm down, so good.
Oh, great, great.
Hi, girl.
Did you want to go ahead with the prayer, or Amelia? One of y'all jump in here, either one of you.
Amelia, you go ahead.
Okay, I'm just offering a prayer. To keep us all strong and fortified, there's a lot of information that's coming out worldwide and nationwide, and I know myself, I'm feeling a lot of anxiety over it. I'm sure a lot of other folks are as well. My prayer is so that people keep cool heads and try and accept some of the truths that are going to be coming out, because some of them I know are going to be shocking to a lot of people. And if we stay cool and calm and not argue about it, we might actually be able to somewhere in resolving some of the problems that face us in the future. So if you could join me in that prayer, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. All right, Joella? Am I saying your name right? Jo Ellen or Jo Ellen?
Jo Ellen.
Jo Ellen, that's what I had written down. Okay.
There's some things that happened today, and it made me upset with a friend of mine, a longtime friend, and I just want to pray that healing comes between my friend and I, and I think peace between us is peace in the world.
Okay. Sounds like a good one. Here we go. Thank you. You're welcome. I'd like to pray for my mom, please. Her name's Lenny, L-E-N-N-I-E. She's 80 years old, and she's been living... Well, she's been visiting my brother in Arizona. Now she's back home, and there's just a lot of stress a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression setting in, and I just want to please send my mom some happy, positive, uplifting, inspirational, just love, love, love. She deserves all the love in the world. My mother's the best. Oh, my gosh, she's just such a wonderful human being, and I just want to send her some peace and help her lift out this depression. So thank you very much. Thank you all so, so much. I sure appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, so anyone else in the chat? Fly for light?
No, not right now.
Okay, well, then we'll go back to Lisa.
Well, thank you. I so enjoy being here. I just really experience this as a miraculous point of energy, and I would just like to ask for prayer support for my son, Tyler, that he continue getting his groove on with his zippity-doo-dah through God. And I thank you for that prayer support, and I'll go quiet now.
Okay.
Thank you for that prayer support.
Okay, thank you. I just love his energy. I really do.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, I do. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, I have a prayer request from Karen Kinty in chat. And she'd like to ask for a prayer for her son. And the knee that's in extreme pain, and hopes that he'll change his position in his part-time work.
Can we get a first name or an initial? It makes it more powerful to have a name, because there's a vibration with our name. I can't hear you.
No, I'm asking her. I'm Greg.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll go ahead and pray now for Greg. You said he's in a lot of pain, and also, what was the other? I'm sorry, a job? Transition, is that what you said?
His part-time work.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer. Concern is that the knee problem may affect his ability to do that work again, and he may lose that job. So,
oh goodness,
just
it's his knees that we're working on. Okay, okay, Amelia, do you have a prayer?
Yeah, I just would like to offer up a prayer for my folks, my dad Enzo and mom Dolores. Dad is still not feeling quite himself yet, and I know it takes a long time to recover from things like pneumonia and pleurisy, and if we could just say a prayer for him for healing and for some comfort and some peace of mind.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. Must be sending him extra healing. Okay, Joellen?
I was hoping you girls would be okay to say a prayer for something that I've got a group of friends And it's way back from university, and they're having troubles at the place where we all used to live together. And I just want to say a prayer that everything's okay, it's all resolved peacefully, and it brings us all together in a positive outcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, is there like seven people involved with that? Is there pretty many people? There's seven people kept coming up real strong in their energy.
No, it's a sorority house. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know, it's from 30 years ago, and the house has been there for 100 years. And,
oh, wow.
And, you know, there's thousands of girls involved that, you know, it's a touchstone for all of us, you know. And
right.
So there's just things that are kind of unjustly happening there, and we just want it all resolved peacefully.
Okay, well, I'll keep praying on it in the week, too. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. I'd like to please offer a prayer for my sister, Polly. She's in her 50s. She's living with my mom and her husband and her son. And she's an epileptic, but she hasn't had to be on medication for years. She even has a driver's license, and she has a full-time, two jobs, actually. And with all the stress she's under, she's starting to have little seizures again, and oh, my goodness. Just please pray that the anxiety and the stress, that we can send my sister love and peace, kind of like my mom. She just feels like she's being pulled in 20 directions, and she's like the glue of the family down there. So my sister really needs a vacation from everybody. She needs peace, and please protect her and don't let her start having seizures again, because she will have grandma seizures, and that can be deadly if you're driving a car or, you know, it's your job and no one knows how to help you. So that's what I'd pray. Her name's Polly. Thank you. Thank you so much. So far, she's just having the little petty mall stuff, so I just please keep her in your prayers. I sure appreciate it. Anybody in chat, Amelia?
Has she looked into your...
I'm sorry?
Your sister, Polly, has she looked into any research with cannabis oil? Because that's supposed to help with... with all kinds of things, and I've heard it helps with epilepsy as well.
Yeah, I've heard about that too. She started having seizures when she was I'm 60, so she's 57. She had severe asthma until she was 10, with allergy shots, and then after they got that under control, she was about 11. She started with the seizures. So she was on heavy-duty medication, Phenobarb and Depakote and all sorts of stuff all through her 20s and into her 30s. And then when she became pregnant, she quit taking all her medicines, of course, because of the birth defects. And my nephew's now 21, and she has not had to take medication since she delivered him. But every now and then, you know, maybe once a year or once every couple of years, if the stress gets really, really bad, she'll start having the little petty malls where her hand will curl up and she gets kind of dizzy. She hasn't had a grand mal seizure. So really, she's been holding her own really well for a long, long time. So I'll pass that along, though, if things start getting really bad. But that's what I'm saying. She hasn't been on any medication in years now.
Mm.
She's been keeping herself pretty level. But I'll pass that on. So thank you so much. Okay, Lisa?
I had this on mute. I would like to ask, excuse me, for prayer support for my other son, Conrad, and continued prayer support for him that he continue his walk with God. And thank you. I'll go quiet.
Okay.
And thank you for that prayer support.
And I just want everyone to thank you. Thank you, thank you. I don't know what it is. When we do this prayer circle, one of my cats will start chiming in. So I think they're praying with us. Because they don't make a noise until I get on this prayer circle. This is not normal.
This is wonderful.
Anyway, oh, and I have to tell y'all, this is just a little sideline, but I think it is so precious. I have a cat named Gabriella. And anytime if I'm in a lot of pain, like my knees are hurt so badly, like when I first stand up trying to walk, I actually will scream out loud, and she comes running up to me. She'll put a paw. She's always real concerned, like if I'm upset or if I'm happy and I'm laughing. I start singing a song. I don't care where she is in the house. All of a sudden, the cat's on my chest, and she's got one paw like, are you okay? Are you all right? She always looks out for me. I make any weird noise of any kind.
Oh, my God.
I know. And so, anyway, every time, and I love it, when we close out tonight's program, Amelia always plays Bless the Beast and the Children, which is one of my dearly favorite songs. Well, I always mute it because I don't want to scare you guys. But I sing at the top of my lungs that song every single Sunday night. And that cat is always, she'll start just rolling all over my chest. She licks me. She starts purring. Then she'll put her paws on my cheeks, and she just stares at me so intently. And she loves it when I sing that song. She loves the energy because I love that song so much. So I just had to pass that on, how sensitive our critters are, our little four-legged furry ones, how sensitive they are, and never take it for granted. That cat, I don't care where she is, when I start singing, she's probably maybe telling me to shut up, but I don't think so. She just wallows all over my chest. She just loves it. So I just thought I'd pass.
God. What is special?
So sing to your cats and your animals and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, Amelia, do you have a prayer? Amelia?
Yes.
Do you have a prayer?
Yeah, I'd just like to offer up a prayer, my weekly prayer for the children of this world. Keep them safe and protected and help them understand what unconditional love is. Surround them with people that encourage them and help them to grow in mind, body, and spirit.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. Joellen?
I think on the flip side of that, if we pray for our elderly and that they share their wisdom and we listen to their wisdom and help guide us in the decisions that we make in this world.
Okay.
Thank you for listening and thank you for praying with me.
Thank you. Yeah, people, you know, our culture, the world, of course, is changing, but in most cultures, the elderly people are so well respected. You know, they have a place of honor in the home. You know, I took many, many anthropology classes when I was in college, and that was the prevailing theme. People were considered an elder when they hit about 50, 55, like in modern days. Native American, American Indians, if you're 50, 55, you're considered an elder. And that's a place of high honor and high respect. And all American Indian tribes know when they go to someone else's village or tribe or city or whatever, that anyone that has the gray hair, you let them sit before you sit. You open the door for them, even if you don't know them. It's just automatic respect for an elder. And that's one of the things in our culture that has lost a lot of, you know, when I was growing up, I was taught that, but I'm not seeing that tradition being passed to as many people. I've seen people where I live out here in the country that they'll just, you know, if you've got an older person themselves walk into a door, this is not everyone, but the younger people, their teens and 20s, they just walk in and let the door shut behind them. They don't stand and open the door for that older person. I've seen that. And So I would just add to your prayer that we start teaching and reminding people that our elders have lived where we haven't lived before. They've experienced things we haven't experienced yet, and there's a wealth of knowledge that are being lost to people. So thank you for that prayer. I'd like to pray for all of our veterans around the world. I'm still wanting our bottom line finders to call in. I know we lost a couple more soldiers in Afghanistan last week, and it's not really being reported on the news. So for all of our veterans in America and around the world and all of our active duty soldiers, our warriors, just please protect them with God's love, with angel wings. Give them inspiration. Give them hope. Give them energy and endurance. Let them have a clear mind and a clear heart, and keep them knowing that we've got their back. We love them and we're supporting them. So thank you. Thank you all so much. You know, there's so much going on in the world right now. North Korea just shot off 4 more ballistic missiles. There's just so much. And what many people don't want to think about or acknowledge or haven't just taken the time to think about, that peace is only available and it's only a reality when you have people who are willing to fight for it. Because basic human nature is not really peaceful when you're living out of the human ego. When you're living out of the human ego and you're not living through God, the spirit of God that's within you, when you're living strictly out of survival mode or ego, greed, hatred, anger, power, many, many people are wanting that power they think they can get from taking advantage of others, or if you're wealthy, you supposedly have power. There's all this sense in the world of this power, and it's all false power. Anytime your power is based on humanity or the physical man, there's no power there. The power comes from God, and many people don't understand that. So peace is only available to humanity when we have warriors to keep the peace. And that's not the way I wish the world was. That's not my vision of the world, but this is not a utopia that we're living in. So please pray for our soldiers every day. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't be here. Amelia, we have 917 that's just come on. I think I've seen that number before.
I'm just listening. Hello. Hi, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, if you decide to join in, just speak up, okay?
Okay, we'll do. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Lisa?
Thank you. I would like to ask for prayer support. Now, I've gotten over the pneumonia. I've gone on this camp out. So now my calendar is so focused on doing the work that I love and getting back into that energy space. And I ask for prayer support and being connected with God and the direction and the highest and best for me, and what I just to be aware of where I'm to be directed in that way, and to listen to be open to that, to the direction that is important for me to go in and apply the energy. Thank you. I'll go quiet now for that. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you for that support.
Thank you. Okay, Amelia?
Yeah, I'm just asking for another prayer for myself. Just, again, to go along similar lines as Lisa, to ask for some clarity in my life. There's always a feeling that I should be doing something in addition to what I'm doing right now, and I'm trying to figure out what that is. So if I can ask for some help from you all, to pray for some guidance from my guardian angel, my spirit guide, I would appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, my cat was praying for you. Okay. Joellen, I don't know if y'all heard her or not.
No.
I may have to start muting it every time we go into prayer because they don't do it until we go into prayer.
Oh, okay. My gosh, it's wonderful.
I know, Joellen.
I'm wondering if you can all help me pray. I'm trying to love myself and feel worthy and just feel like I'm loved. But if I love myself first, that's what I'm working on. So if my angels can help me feel it and know that I'm loved.
Okay, honey. Okay.
Thank you.
You're not giving us enough time to pray. I'm going to keep praying on that. One thing that Spirit, when you were asking for the prayer that came through, you know, I give messages when I receive them. It's just most people don't realize that the number one relationship in our life is our relationship with Spirit, God, Jesus, whatever term you want to use. And so at the end of the day, you and God alone know the motives in your heart for why you do what you do. No one can really look at you from the outside and know your heart. It's almost impossible. So at the end of the day, even though we've made mistakes, we fall down, we screw up, we say the wrong thing, we lose our temper, or we don't stand up for ourselves when we should, when you lay down at night, if you know that your motives were the highest, even though it's screwed up, that's all that counts because God knows you. God knows you better than you know yourself. And when you realize that God is the most powerful energy there is, and the energy that God gives us 24/7, always, and I say this all the time, God has been with us before our first breath and will be with us after our last breath. When you really understand that and you really build that connection to God, then it doesn't matter what other people think of you. You don't care whether people like you. Because when you know you've done the very best you can, even though you fell short and you just say, I screwed up, I'll do better tomorrow, that's really all that God, when you believe in love that God gives us, love has no judging, it has no conditions, it has no strings attached. It is what it is. Love is pure love. It's just like if you had a child, even if your child became a mass murderer, you would still love that child. You don't like what they've done. You don't like their behavior. You don't understand it. But the love you have for your child, no one can take that away from you. No one can destroy that. When you love something purely for itself, there's nothing that can tell you not to love or take that away from you. And that's how God feels about us. And the experiences that I've had with the oneness of God, when you've been prayers or meditation or you've had experiences in life where you've tapped in, even for half a second, to that oneness of the universe and oneness with God, you realize that there is no judging. And that is the most humbling energy, the most powerful energy, is that love from God. And when you experience it, you realize there's nothing that you can do or not do that's going to make God quit loving you. And so if you realize God's got your back 24/7, will never ever leave you, will never betray you, never lie to you, never cheat on you, never hurt you, it really frees yourself up from the emotions of this physical world that we live in and worrying that you're going to do the wrong thing or that someone's not going to like you or, you know, you're not good enough or you're not pretty enough or you're not smart. None of that even matters anymore because you are unique and God created you and God could never love you for anything than what you are. I don't care if people are prostitutes or drug addicts or they're murderers or they're rapists. I don't care. God loves those individuals the same. God does not sit here and say, oh, you raped somebody, you're blah, blah, blah. When you experience true love from God, that's one thing where religion, and I'm not going to sit here and quote the Bible, I'm not going to sit here and argue about the Bible. I'm just going by my experience that I have with my God. The vision and the energy that I exchange with my God, there's nothing I can do that my God's not going to love me. I know that for a fact. I may be wrong. I'll be the first one down there in hell, you know, waving my hand, going, oh, heck, I screwed up. I got that wrong. But the way I feel right this moment, I cannot comprehend a God that would punish or wish ill upon any of his creation. So when you start to look at God in that way and start building your connection to spirit, you're going to realize you're the most worthy person on this planet. There's no one higher or lower than you, because that's a man-made caste system. That's a man-made social constraint, the fact that we have classes of rich people, smart people. That's man-made. That's how we categorize people, so we have comfort and security. But if you look at life as this one huge road, we're all on it. It's got it's got potholes that we fall in. You run off in the ditch. You know, there's big boulders in the road that you get stuck and you don't know how to get around the boulder. But we're all moving in the same direction. And no one's higher or lower. The richest person on the planet is going down the same road as the most destitute person on the planet. There is no difference. The road's the same. The journey's the same. It's all how we interpret it. And our goal is to find God. Our goal is to help our spirit evolve and grow to the point that we don't have to have physical incarnations and learn these horrible lessons. We can be on the spirit side and be spirit guardian angels for the people who are still going down this road. So when you realize there's no high or low, there's no right or wrong, it's all lessons that we learn to make ourselves better and to help mankind in the process, then you realize that word, I don't feel worthy, doesn't really exist. That's another one of these physical constraints that we put on ourselves socially and culturally that holds people back. It's just a man-made label that means nothing to God, that has nothing to do with spirituality. Because your soul is what it is, God created it, and it is perfection. So the choices that we make on this planet as human beings is how we're going to take our time, how we're going to take our energy, and where we're going to use it and spend it to do the most good that we can. Because in life, you're either lifting something up or you're tearing it down. That's human nature. So we all have choices with the time you have while you're awake, walking around on the planet before you go to sleep. You have a choice of how to spend that energy and time that we're given every day. Are you going to uplift yourself and others? Are you going to be depressed and sad and bring yourself down? Or are you just going to be free? Because when you let your mind and your spirit become free and you don't worry about other people, that doesn't make you a cold, callous person. I'm not saying be a narcissist. I'm just saying get the balance right and realize that your relationship with God, and you know in your own heart, that's what's the most important. That's the most important relationship. And when you go to bed, if you know you tried your best, that's all that God cares about. So when you look at God as a loving, benevolent energy that wishes you absolutely 100% or 1,000% the very best in life and never wishes you ill or harm, and God does not cause our suffering, we cause our own suffering. God does not want people to suffer. That's not love. So when you let go of the concepts of judging and expectations and living up to standards and being labeled as good, smart, ugly, rich, poor, whatever, when you start letting go of the human labels that other people want us to live under, free at last, free at last, free at last, you can't believe the freedom that comes with that. You can't believe the freedom that comes with that. So it's a personal choice whether we live being chained down by other people's expectations and our expectations of ourselves, or if we just be. When God said in the Bible, I am that I am, that's the most profound statement, because there are no vocabulary words to describe the oneness of God, the greatness of the love of God. There are no human vocabulary words that can express how profound that feeling is when you find God. I have not yet found a word that will express it. So just realize that it's a process, and the less you care what other people think about you, the more free you will be to be yourself, and know that whatever you are is great and wonderful. We're always improving ourselves. We're always going to learn more things. We're going to help each other. every year I can see how I'm changing, even though my life around me hasn't changed. I'm living in the same house. I'm doing the same chores every day. I eat the same foods all the time. But my soul's evolving and growing, and I can see a profound difference in my soul from 10 years ago, from 5 years ago, from 6 months ago, because every day I'm learning something new. I have a different perspective. You know, there's some days I'm angry, some days I'm not angry at all. Some days I don't feel good, some days I feel okay. It doesn't matter. It's the collective consciousness that matters. And when I know that at the end of the day, no matter how aggravated I get at somebody on the internet or some stupid post, God knows in my heart that everything I say and do is trying to help on some level. That I don't judge myself. I don't care. Because I know my energy, when I ultimately say or do whatever I'm doing in life, my ultimate 100% spirit goal is to help, to enlighten, to uplift, to give knowledge, to give forgiveness, to forgive myself. When you realize all of these things, then you start building a relationship that no one can keep you from your God. There's not one person on this planet that's going to change me. There's not one person on this planet that's going to say anything to me that is going to make me feel bad about myself. It's not possible. It is not possible for one person to say anything that's going to make me feel bad about me, because I know my heart. And even though that person may not interpret what I'm doing or saying or thinking or feeling, they don't know the real me. God does. And that's who I worry about. Worry is not the right word. That's the only energy that I cater to or want to do the best by. It's not human beings. It's God. And when God's working through your life, it doesn't matter whether we have a big plan or a small plan. We all play a part. You know, some people are out in the public more than others, but that doesn't mean that person at home on their knees praying to God in total earnest and total prayer and total love isn't producing enough energy and power to light this whole world up for everyone. So never mistake the worthiness of yourself, your energy, your love, your light. Never, ever, ever underestimate that power. Because as you grow and evolve as a spirit, your light will start shining brighter and brighter, and you will start to realize your place in the world, what you came here to do, and you will see that your light is so unique, there's no one that can compare to it, and there's no one that can copy it. It's not possible. And then it doesn't matter, because you've got your job to do, and you're doing it. So just realize, let go of all this human emotion, let go of the human labels, let go of the judging and you know, there's so many self-righteous people out there. There's so many people that, you know, look down their noses and shake that little finger at you because, you know, you're not thinking the way they're thinking, or, you know, you've done something they disapprove of. Well, they can take their little bony fingers and their little licking down their nose and go look in the mirror. Because if they're judging you, they're literally judging themselves. So, and there's one thing I do want to bring up that I keep forgetting to bring up. There's a psychological, you know, psychology is evolving and growing. We start off, with Sigmund Freud, and everyone's now believed that he's pretty much a flake. You know what I'm saying? Psychology evolves and grows as human beings evolve and grow. Well, there's a saying that people have been saying for 30 years now. It started with the New Age movement, and it's not accurate. And I want to put this out. I keep forgetting in my radio shows, and I keep forgetting to bring this up, and this is a sidetrack, but I got to say it before I forget. You know, there's these sayings that when you're judging other people, or what you see in other people is what you see in yourself. That's not accurate. That is not totally accurate. When people say there's so many posts out there. It's a psychology aspect that we've kind of incorporated into our consciousness, which is not accurate. It's what they're talking about is the mirror reflection. Okay. And that has been distorted, and it's not accurate. So just because someone else is doing a behavior that you don't like, people say that's because you're doing it yourself and it's a mirror reflection. That's not accurate. And that needs to be stopped in our society, because that's a psychological evaluation it's a distortion that's not accurate. You can see other people doing things that you don't agree with. That doesn't mean you're doing it. Subconsciously, that's not an accurate statement. So just realize sometimes people do it's called projection. Go look it up and Google it. A lot of people do projection, but not every time someone is doing something that you don't like or you know is wrong or that you don't agree with, that does not mean you're projecting your own insecurities, your own inaccuracies or your own mistakes onto another person. There's a big difference, and people need to start realizing that. You can be a truth teller and tell the truth about someone else, and that has no reflection on you or your personality whatsoever. But that psychology, the mirror reflection and projection, has gotten distorted. So I wish people would educate themselves and get that concept down, because that's just another way of making people shut up and judging people by saying, oh, well, if you don't like what that person is doing, it's because deep down you're doing it too, or that's a reflection on you. That's not accurate. So we need to stop that. We need to stop that because it's a hypercritical type of thinking that is not accurate. So thank you for that. I just had to get that out there. I wanted to do a radio show about it, and I keep forgetting. So anyway, let me shut up now. It's my turn for a prayer. Do we have anybody in the chat that had a prayer?
No, I just asked. Everybody's good right now.
Okay. I'd like to please pray. Once again, for our Mother Earth, I love this Earth. I'm so connected to her soul. I have been connected to the Mother Earth soul since I was a child. And please, this is how nutty I'm getting here. I actually ordered a Geiger counter because the radiation on this planet is off the charts right now. And it will come to light, maybe, in the media. Someone on this planet has set off a nuclear bomb a couple weeks ago. And they're thinking it may be even in Antarctica, or Russia did it at the North Pole. But the radiation of 131, the iodide radiation on this planet is affecting everyone and everything. Someone has set off a nuclear weapon, okay? Mainstream media is not really reporting on it, but the scientists all over the world are reporting on it. Like in New York, on Long Island, the radiation levels have been off the charts. So a lot of scientists are telling people, get a Geiger counter. The one I got, if you want to know about it, I got it off of Walmart. It's the GQ. The name of the company is GQ. Wait, GQ? Gosh, dog it. It's either GQ or GB Electronics. But anyway, if you go to Walmart, it's the 320 Plus. Don't get the Wi-Fi. And don't get the 300 series, but if you get the 320, it's $115. It's free shipping, and there's people all over the. There's a guy called BP Earthwatch on YouTube. He's a scientist from Mississippi, and he's starting a network of people across the world to start people getting to get their Geiger counters and start writing in every day the record levels that we're having. Because even before this nuclear weapon was set off a couple weeks ago, the Earth's shield is already damaged, and no one knows why. Four planets in our solar system, the shields have been damaged from solar activity. And so we've already got radiation coming in from the solar system that normally would bounce off and not harm us. The radiation, our instruments cannot even calculate the amount of radiation hitting the Earth right now. That's from solar activity, not including this human nuclear attack that has taken place somewhere on the planet that's not totally being reported. So the radiation levels are skyrocketing everywhere. So I just want to pray that we keep trying to heal the shields of the Earth to keep that solar radiation away from us, and to pray that people will quit being so human and worrying about themselves and their own egos, so that we don't have these stupid wars and we don't have these crazy people. Just a big prayer for healing for our Earth, and that to heal people's minds and hearts so we don't have all of this destruction on the Earth. So thank you. Thank you all so much. Thank you, thank you. Okay, Lisa.
Thank you. I would like to ask for prayer support, please, that I remain connected with God on every level regarding my personal relationship, and also, oh boy, when something happens like leaving the lake and coming home and being flipped off by people and all that because I drive so slow, And it happened to me once I got to the big town, somebody cut me off and waved their finger at me. And I thought, you know, this is so different from, the energy is so different from what I was experiencing at the camp out. And it's so stark contrast, and it's almost equal to like human beings that are, you know, doing stupid things, like,
right,
you know, can even do, you know, like what you're talking about, that kind of dangerous decision making and destroying planet and planet life and that kind of thing. So anyway, my request in my prayer is I want to remain connected with God and rise above and yeah, so that is my prayer request. Thank you.
Okay.
Wow, thank you for that prayer support. I just feel such tremendous energy in
yep.
our prayers.
Yep, I have to agree with it. It's a lot of energy. Okay, Joellen?
Well, let's see.
Yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just peace in my job and knowing that I'm doing the best that I can do, that my angels help me in staying organized and on task, and that I'm doing God's work.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, I'd like to request a prayer for our peacemakers and our truth tellers and our first responders, and it's a request for protection and fortitude and encouragement, because they're fighting a big battle today, and they have their work cut out for them on behalf of everyone. So if we could offer up a prayer for that, I would appreciate it.
Is that a prayer from you or the chat? I couldn't hear the very first part of what you said.
No, it's a prayer for me, for the peacemakers
okay.
and truth tellers and first responders.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Thank you.
For joining me in that prayer.
Well, thank you. I'd like to ask prayers for myself, please. The rheumatoid, fibro, all these diseases that I have been really kind of been acting, acting up the last 5 months or so. But I did get off of Dr. Pepper this week. I gave up my Dr. Pepper. I'm one of these people that I can go off of soft drinks and all that for years. I can go 2-3 years and not touch one, but all it takes is one time you slip up and then you're back on it. So I've been back on Dr. Pepper for about, I don't know, two years now. And so I'm kind of detoxing off of that. I'm drinking coffee, and I use stevia, but I do use the powdered sugar. So I'm not going through caffeine withdrawal, and I'm not going through sugar withdrawal. But there's something in that Dr. Pepper that makes me very, very happy that I'm not getting out of my coffee. And I've noticed this every single time. One of those secret ingredients in Dr. Pepper must be like an antidepressant or something. I don't know. But I just want to pray that I can keep continuing to heal my body, because actually my knees have been lots better. I just want to ask that I hurry up and detox, because I'm still feeling sluggish. I'm still feeling not grounded, almost like an anxiety attack feeling from time to time. So if we could just pray, please, for me, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you all so much. I think I missed the bubbles, too. I miss not drinking something with bubbles in it. Okay, Lisa.
Yeah. I know the power of, I love coffee in the morning, God, I love that ritual. The power of, you know, being tied to something like that. It took me hours to put up my tent and figure out my mattress, and I got it down after a while, but I was drinking, I hadn't had my first cup of coffee, and I finally got to it at 12 noon. You know, I'm going to have this coffee. But I respectfully check in with you, Pat. Did you want to pray on that information I sent to you?
Yes.
Are we going to get to that? Or not only that, but just that, you know, the outcome is, of, you know, how it resolves itself in what you're searching for, getting your needs met for your property.
Right. Because I'm just putting this to God. I'm not stressing over it. Maybe I'm either in denial or total acceptance. I don't know which. The core part of me is totally at peace. And, you know, if I need to make a change, great. I need to make a change, and I'm putting it in God's hands because I know my highest good is God's highest good. So I don't know exactly. It's not like I have God standing here going, well, this is do this, 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 and this. I wish it was that easy. So I'm just kind of going with the flow. But, yes, please, let's pray for that. I appreciate that so much. Thank you. I'm just praying for my highest good that I'll know whether to leave here or to move, where to move, how to do it. If I'm going to stay, then I need to have the right people help me. My Boaz, as they say in the Bible, I need someone to help me. I need to raise $25,000. So we've got a GoFundMe account started, and I appreciate everyone who's contributed. I really do. So thank you. Thank you all so much for that. Okay, Amelia?
I just want to send out a prayer for everybody in the healing circle, for peace of mind, for comfort, for the ability not to feel like you're ever alone. I know most of you do not, but to know that you're in our prayers during the week and for you to feel encouragement and strength from that.
Okay.
Thank you for joining in that prayer.
Thank you for that prayer.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, Joellen?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to say this is probably my last one, girls. And I want to say thank you for letting me join the circle again tonight. And I pray that my angels and God keep me on my path and in the right direction and filling it with love and light. Amen.
Okay.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you. And just always remember this, no matter what happens in your life, no matter if you're standing by yourself and you're all alone, you are loved. God loves you no matter whether you realize it or not, or people who don't even believe in God, even the people who are agnostic and atheists, God loves them so much. So you're never alone and you're always loved. And just know that. There's not one second of your life that you're not loved. So thank you so much for joining with us. Your energy is really very strong and very powerful. And you have such a pure light. I want you to realize I'm an energy reader and we all feel your love and your power. So don't ever underestimate yourself, okay?
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
You have no idea the light that you bring to this world. So just don't ever doubt that, okay?
All right. Good night. Until next week, girls.
Good night. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Great week.
Good night, Joellen. Have a good night.
Good night.
Have a good night.
I want to pray for... Gosh, I want to pray for President Trump, his family, Vice President Pence and his family, all their cabinet members, their staffers, their aides. They're being attacked. President Trump, whether you like the guy or not, I don't care. I have never seen a political, he's not a politician. I've never seen a leader be attacked by so many different levels and so many different people at the same time, and the guy gets up and shows up every single day, and his goal is to help America. It's phenomenal what this man is experiencing and what he's going through and what he's doing. So please pray for protection, because the people of the dark, the people who have ruled this planet for thousands of years, they are going after him, because this truly is a spiritual war we're experiencing, and they want the world to go to the darkness with them. And you have to understand, the group of people who we call the globalists, the elites, the New World Order, they all line up back to the original group from years, thousands of years ago, called the Khazarian Mafia, because they're from Kazakhstan or Khazaristan or somewhere over by Russia. And these people originally were Satanists. They worshipped Lucifer. And that's who these ruling families are still in that mindset. They're still worshipping the darkness. And so I just want to pray for his protection. He has fulfilled more promises, I think, than any politician in recorded history so far. So if we could please pray for their protection, because he's really trying to help the world. It's not just America. He's really trying to help save this world. So their protection is just so important. So thank you for praying for that. Thank you all so much. Thank you. Amelia, it looks like we have another caller.
I'll click on that. Hello, this is a caller from area code 757.
Hello.
Hello.
I was just listening in.
Oh, hey, Jackie. Okay. Is this Jackie?
No, my name is Shan Paul.
Oh, I'm sorry. You sound like Jackie. Doesn't she sound like Jackie?
She does. Yes, you do.
Golly. Shanquel, you said? Okay, well, honey, if you decide you want to have a prayer, just when we get through, just speak up, okay, if you change your mind, all right?
Okay.
And thank you so much for joining us. Prayers are so powerful, and we really appreciate your prayers. Okay, Lisa?
Well, I think Amelia already asked for this kind of prayer, but I want to put some words to it too, please. On all the children from generations to come, children living on the planet today, you know, from newborns to when they're in their mother's uterus and being born and walking the planet and growing into adults, I just ask for prayer support on protection and health and wealth, body, mind, and spirit, and for them. And when I hear a baby crying, I always send prayers to them that they're protected. And so I'll go quiet.
Okay.
And I thank you for that prayer support.
Thank you. Okay, Amelia, do we have another caller that's called in?
Yes, I just clicked on area code 858. I have one request from chat and from Ann Ida, and she requested that we say a prayer for her health and for her marriage.
What's the name again? I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
And Iva.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. Okay, 858.
Hello, Reverse. How are you doing?
Great. How are you? Who's this?
My name is Xana.
Xana?
Yes.
Oh, I love that, Exana. Okay. Yeah. Did you have a prayer request? Have you ever been on before?
No, I never talked to you. I think I never had a reading with you. So what is today? Is this your reading night or prayer night?
This is prayer night, yeah. I tell you what we're going to do, I'm going to go to Amelia, let her give a prayer, and then I'll give a prayer, and you'll see how we do it, and then we'll come to you, okay? And what we do, you can pray for anything you want, and when you feel the prayer's over with, just say thank you, and we'll go to the next person. So I'm going to go to Amelia so you kind of see how we're doing it, okay? So
okay.
Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, Amelia?
No, it's okay. What I was going to say, I also need a prayer. I didn't call for the reading.
Oh, well, good. That's what I'm saying. We're going to go to Amelia, and then we'll come to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, my prayer would be just to offer up a prayer with a request for our world leaders to understand the necessity of constructive communication with each other. The world's become a very small place, and it's so important now that they use the resources and the people of their nations together to join forces to maintain some kind of order and peace, because I think if we're united in addressing certain issues or problems, that we'll have a much better chance of coming to a more peaceful resolution. So if we could offer that prayer up for our world leaders, I would appreciate it. Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Exana?
Yes, it's me.
Yes, you have a prayer?
Yes, I would like you to pray for myself and my relationship with Edward.
Okay. And like Amelia did, after 10, 20, 30 seconds, however long you feel the prayer's going on, when you feel like the prayer, the energy's kind of waning, just say thank you and we'll go to the next person, okay? So we're going to pray for you. And your job, is that what you're saying, the relationship?
Oh, no, my relationship with Edward.
Oh, with Edward, I didn't hear that. Okay, with Edward, okay.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to please ask for prayers for my nephew Cameron. He's supposed to be joining the Army, and now he's met a young lady. So I think there's some issues there. I want him to realize that joining the Army is really his highest good and for him not to get off track here. So please help us get Cameron back on the right track here to do the right thing. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Okay, Lisa?
Yeah, thank you. I would like to ask for prayer support, please, on that I stay connected and making the best choices regarding the relationship I'm involved in and the best choices for myself and just stay connected to God on that. I know I included it somewhat in another prayer, but I really want to just remain connected to God's support on that I'm making the best choices for myself on it. Thank you. I'll go quiet.
Okay.
And thank you. Thank you for that support.
Thank you. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, I have a request for a prayer from Dream Master and Trat, and that is for the ones who are wandering and wondering to see the path that the universe is offering to us. So if you could join me in that prayer, I would appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay, thank you. Do you have another prayer, Amelia, for yourself?
No, I don't. We're down on time, so we want to go. We've just got 6 minutes left. So.
Oh, that's a lot. Okay. Let's see. Exana, do you have another prayer? Is she still on Amelia 858? I lost my computer. I lost Blog Talk.
No, she's not with us.
Oh, okay. I just want to pray for all the people of the planet who are really, that really see what's going on, that know the truth. They're not being led astray. They're actually able to see the truth, and whether it's pretty or not, they're able to accept it, and they're working really hard to uplift mankind. I just want the people who are really fighting to save this planet, to save self-determination for freedom. There's no such thing as a perfect country. All of our countries make mistakes, but there are truly people all around this planet and every government that are trying their best to bring balance and the truth out. So I know we kind of prayed about it before, but I just want to protect the truth tellers, and I want to give them energy and not to feel overwhelmed and not to be swayed from their course. I don't want people to be intimidated or bullied or give up. We all are overwhelmed right now. Everyone on the planet's just about feeling overwhelmed. And that's because there's a lot going on. And change of any type always creates chaos in the human being because, unfortunately, most people learn through pain. You know, if you put your hand on the hot stove, you burn yourself, that's how you learn. Human nature, that's kind of the way the system's set up. We learn through mistakes. We learn through pain. We're just not that evolved as a race yet. So I just want to pray for all the people who are trying to do good, who are trying to bring light to the planet, who are trying to tell the truth, not to feel overwhelmed, to be able to keep the course, keep moving forward, and keep telling the truth. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Okay, Lisa, we're down to about 4 minutes now. Do you have another prayer?
I would like to pray for continued good health for all of us on the line. I know we've touched on that, but I just am so appreciative of my recent good news on health, and so I'll go quiet.
Thank you.
And thank you for that prayer support.
Thank you. Okay, Amelia?
I'm good, my dear. So if you want to
okay.
leave us with some thoughts, people in chat said thank you very much. And thank you, all of you, for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Prayers are so important. That I really appreciate their energy and their time and their effort to make a difference in the world. Because that's what we're all here to do. We're here to help ourselves grow, and we're here to help other people grow. And that's the bottom line. So, you know, 100 years when people look back on the planet and they're, you know, if we're just like a paragraph in the history books, we just have to realize that no matter what's going on politically or what's going on socially around the planet, we still have a job to do that has nothing to do with with people's egos. It has nothing to do with mankind. It has to do with God and us. And so when you realize that you're fulfilling your purpose, whether you know that or not, every step you take is helping on some level. Even if you fall down and screw up, you've learned something. And one day you'll be able to say something to the right person at the right time, even a stranger, that will help them get through the stumble that they just took, because you've already been there. And you can say, oh, don't worry, I did the same exact thing, and I'm still here, and don't worry about it. Come on, let me help you. This is what I did to help me get through it. Maybe this will help you. That's what it's all about. We're here to share our knowledge. We're here to share our love, our time, our energy. It's all about sharing. And it doesn't have to be money. It's your time, your love, and your effort. That's, you know, people talk about seeds all the time in the Bible, you know, all these teleministries, plant your seed, give us $1,000, and you'll get back this, that, and the other. But your seed is also just your love. It's your concern. It's your compassion, your empathy, your sympathy, your sense of humor, your wisdom. That's all seeds. And so if we plant our goodness all around the world, it can't help but grow. And we're not always the cultivators. It's going to grow wherever it needs to grow. And just realize that. So take the burdens off of ourselves for feeling so responsible and, you know, we've got to do it right and it's got to be this way or it's got to be that way. That's human ego trying to control things. That's people who are always saying it needs to be this way or that way. They're very insecure people, or they're very fearful people. And when you realize that the number one human emotion that drives most people on the planet is fear, and like I've said, and Amelia has said it, fear is an illusion. Fear is a choice. It's not. It's an emotion, and we choose whether to live in that fear or not. It's a choice. When fear comes upon you and you get the butterflies in your stomach, first you assess, is there a saber-toothed tiger or am I fixing to get mugged? That's danger. That's not fear, okay? But to walk around in fear and anxiety, that's a choice. It's totally a choice. I used to do it all my life. In the last few years, I realized I don't have to feel that way anymore. My blood pressure came down. I've never taken a blood pressure pill since. I was running 240 over 120 blood pressure. So it's a choice. I love you all. Have a great week. Thank you so much, Amelia. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you to everyone who's been here. Y'all have a great, great week. Love each other and just never forget you're loved. You're so loved.
I love you all. I love you all. Thank you.
Love you too, honey. I'm so glad you had a good weekend.
Love you. Oh, bless you. Thank you so much. And I'll continue praying for you all.
Oh, same here. Love you all, everybody.
Bless the beef and the children. Left.